IET09, podcast number 1. The students in the Introduction to Emerging Technologies course, a component of the Emerging Technologies for Learning program at the University of Manitoba, have been asked to create a podcast to acquaint themselves with the technologies and tools used in that sort of undertaking. It is also a means to encourage the participants to put a little more of themselves out there, on the net. As I'm interested in mobile learning, my thoughts were to see just how much of this assignment could be completed using a handheld device, in this case, an Apple iPhone 3G. I've used many other devices, but this is the one I have now. I have a WordPress blog set up, so I have a repository for my online commentary and experimentation. It has become a component of my PLE, my personal learning environment. There are plugins available for WordPress that make embedding various forms of media relatively easy. The unknown factor was the iPhone and its capabilities, and so the search for the tools began. Now I have a pretty good foundation and some experience with desktop and laptop media applications, including GarageBand and Audacity. I have had some media editing training. I have designed and developed a computer programming course for online distance education, and even participated in the development of what was to be a webisodic science fiction series called The Dark. Now that I have a blog up and running, I will probably be writing a fair bit more about my experience with that net-based show for small screens and what I learned about that whole process. So, back to the task at hand. Basically, what I wanted was to reproduce the capabilities of a video production studio, or at least a small but capable home recording studio, on my iPhone. The first goal was to find a high-quality voice recording application with the ability to capture audio files in a common file format, such as .wav or WAV file. I was also looking for something that used FTP, or File Transfer Protocol, to put these files anywhere on the net, not just to Google or Facebook or Twitter or to whatever commercial provider with which the app developer might have been associated. I would need a decent microphone for the audio pickup too. More on that later. After trying out a number of free apps from the Apple App Store, I realized that the functions I needed were not contained in any of the light versions of these programs. I would need to spend some money. I tried out several more, ranging in price from $1 to $10 US. I decided to go with the Applied Voices HappyTalk or HT Professional Recorder because, well, it was the only one that had the functions I wanted and actually worked as advertised. I had been using a higher quality ADCOM large diaphragm mic for voice recording on my other computers. It, along with several other mics from ADCOM and Shure used for instrument pickup, was being channeled through my M-Audio 8-channel mixer designed to plug into a computer's USB 2 port. The system works very well as a home recording studio. The mixer comes with an 8-channel softboard. I use GarageBand for track capture when the mixer is connected to my MacBook Pro and Audacity when it is connected to my Wintel machine. I was intending to record my podcast with my iPhone. I needed to find another solution for audio pickup. The iPhone's built-in mic, while good, was not what I would call studio grade. With a single headphone mic I/O jack on the iPhone, a wired solution had to be an integrated one. The mic built into the iPhone's earbuds was better than the built-in to the iPhone, but still not as good as what I wanted, so I tried out a Jabra 8040 Bluetooth headset. No luck there either, as the headset made it to the phone function only, for which it worked well. So I ended up using the earbuds mic for this recording. I will continue my search for a high-quality audio pickup for my iPhone when budget permits. This, my first real podcast, is the result. I uploaded the .wav file to the content directory of my WordPress installation with HT Professional, and using an integrated plugin from Blueberry PowerPress, that's BLUBRRY, incorporated the file into a new blog post. I didn't use the WordPress app for the iPhone to write the post. It only handles text and images. I used the iPhone's browser, Safari, to access the administrative functions and the full feature set of the blog's interface. It works well. All from my iPhone. Pretty slick. So endeth the lesson. Cheers!